From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program, where this week we are looking at the value of the Christian home. And our key text is Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, where Joshua was giving his last word and testimony, as it were, to the children of Israel. And he says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But," and here it is, beloved, "but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And that's our key challenge. Joshua was saying to the children of Israel, you make a choice who you're going to serve. Don't ride down the center of the road, as it were. Don't be sitting on the fence. Don't be straddling both sides of the issue. Make a choice. Are you going to serve the Lord, or are you going to serve false gods? But he says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so we're talking about this idea of the Christian home. And yesterday, I gave you some indication as to what a Christian home really is. And I gave you 5 points that you may have remembered, you may have written them down, but let me review them with you again today. Number one, a Christian home is one where God's Word is central. Number two, a Christian home is where biblical principles are applied consistently. Number three, a Christian home is where family members know the Lord, or at least there is an effort on the part of parents and grandparents to lead their children to the Lord and to lead them to serving the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, perhaps even in the area of full-time vocational ministry. Number four, a Christian home is one where the local church is a priority, not just something added on to the schedule, but a priority. And then number five, the Christian home is one where the testimony for Jesus Christ is evident. And I trust that you can say today that you are having a Christian lifestyle in your home, that your home is a Christian home, in other words. When I think of a Christian home in the New Testament, I think of the home from which Timothy came from, and we see that he had a home that was biblically based. I think that's very obvious in the words of the Apostle Paul when he is writing in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, as he's speaking to Timothy. He says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Now again, there originally we see that Paul was writing to Timothy, and he says, remember what you've learned. Remember what you have been taught, and that from a child you were taught the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make you wise unto salvation. Don't get away from that. And so what we see from this passage of Scripture is that it is obvious that Timothy, from a child, was taught the truths of the Word of God. Why? Well, simply because of the fact that Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice had a genuine faith in the things of the Lord. They knew the Lord. You see that when you turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 1, where Paul says this, beginning with verse 4, "Greatly desiring to see thee, bring mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Right there, you see, we have three generations of Christians. We have the grandmother Lois, the mother Eunice, and then Timothy himself. And thank the Lord for generations of Christian homes and families. Timothy came from such a home and family. And so I trust that as you look at your home and family, you can see that it's really Christian, biblically based, on those various points I shared with you just a moment ago. That God's Word is central, that biblical principles are applied consistently, that family members know the Lord, that the local church is a priority, and that a testimony for Jesus Christ is evident. I mentioned to you, I believe it was yesterday in the program, that in the Dahl family, as we look back into the past, we can see that there have been about 8 generations of Christian homes as a Christian family. And out of that 8 generations, a number of people have gone into full-time vocational ministry. I'm thankful for that. And I realize that not everyone under the sound of my voice can say that about your home and family. You may be the first generation of Christians in your family. Well, if that's the case, do what you can to lead your children to Christ. Do what you can to ground them in the Word of God. And maybe, if the Lord tarries, you are beginning 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 generations of Christian home and family in your family line and chain. That's something to thank the Lord for and something to strive for. But the Christian home is very, very valuable. And that leads me to a question, which is simply this. Why is the Christian home valuable? Have you ever stopped to ask that question? Well, allow me, throughout the rest of this week, to give you some reasons as to why the Christian home is valuable. You may want to write these down. You may want to meditate upon them. You may want to share them with your home and family in your family devotions. You may want to teach them at your Sunday school class, whatever the case may be. But listen to them carefully. The first value of the Christian home is that it is used of God to bring children to Jesus Christ. I think that's where it begins. The Christian home is valuable because it is used of God to bring children to Jesus Christ. Keep in mind that God has given you your children to lead to Christ and to lead them to serve Jesus Christ. I just mentioned a bit ago the example of Timothy's own home. Timothy had a grandmother, Lois, a mother, Eunice, who had genuine faith, and that was used of the Lord to bring Timothy to Christ. Well, if God gives you a child, or if you're a grandparent, if you've got grandchildren in your home, remember those children do not belong to you. They belong to God. And God gives you those children so as to lead them to Christ and lead them to serve Christ. I'm thankful that all three of our children know the Lord, and all three of them are serving the Lord. And all three of them trusted Christ as Savior before they were 6 years of age. Some people say, well, they did not reach the age of accountability. And people will say that because many people think that the age 12 is the age of accountability. Well, that's not necessarily so. The age of accountability is where a person understands that they are a sinner and Jesus is the Savior and that they need to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior to have the forgiveness of sins. That's the age of accountability. For our children, it came before they were of the age of 6. Actually, 2 of them were 5 and 1 was even 4 that they came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and they're growing in Christ even to this day. And I can remember after all three of our children came to Christ, I went to a fellow who was sort of my mentor. And I was rejoicing, and I called him by name, and I said, Dr. Miles, all three of our children have come to Christ. And he said, well, what do you expect? That's why God gave them to you. And I've never forgotten that. Why does God bring that baby child into your home, into your family? Not just to raise up so that they might get a good job and make a good living. No. God has given you children to bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I have mentioned previously in this series, I think I mentioned it yesterday as well as the day before, that when I know that there is somebody in my congregation or even outside of the congregation who is pregnant, I will begin to pray that that unborn baby will trust Christ as Savior and then grow to serve the Lord. And when that baby is born, I will pray the same. Now, it could very well be that I'm talking to somebody who is with child right now. As a young lady, you're going to have a baby. And young man, maybe your wife is going to have a baby. Why don't you right now begin to pray that at an early age, that baby will come to Christ and grow to serve the Lord? Because you see, the value of the Christian home is to bring children to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have a personal testimony to share about that, that I do not have the time to share on today's program, but the Lord willing, tomorrow I will begin to begin the program by sharing that with you. Because it is true that even in my own life, that because of the prayer of my parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, I came to Christ. I'll share that with you tomorrow. Well, thank you for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.